Hello, I'm Giovanni Vale, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. I am at the Human Rights Film Festival here in Zagreb with Igor Marković, one of the organizers of the festival.
Tell me, how did you select the films that are shown in this Human Rights Film Festival this year in Zagreb?
Well, we watch a lot of movies during the year, and I may say that three of us watch, well, let's say 250 or 300 movies every year. I may say that we watch basically what the market, what the industry produce this year concerning the topic of the festival, meaning human rights or any kind of engaged movies about certain issues in society or in specific countries. Also, we want to present movies which are not only informations, but had high artistic values. That's why we have so many names, so many winners of important awards, etc. It's easier these days because of digital communication, so we can get previews much easier than, let's say, 15 or 20 years ago.
I see. If you should name three films that are like a must to see in this edition, which films would you suggest to the people?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, as this year we really have top of the top of this year production, and I made a joke a couple of days in more like Buddhist joke. There is no movie here which is not the best, but. I think that for recommendation, it would be certainly All Things Ablaze, young Ukrainian team about the war or urban war, if you like, in Maidan. It's a must, definitely. And I would even dare to say much better than Sergei Loznitsa's Maidan, which is sort of high profiled this year. The world premiere of the movie was less than a month ago in Germany, so it's a rare opportunity not only for people in Zagreb, but in basically in a wider region to see it. What else? Of course, another documentary, Look of Silence, which is sort of a sequel to Joshua Oppenheimer's legendary movie about Indonesia and so-called anti-communist movement, where several million people are killed during 6 or 7 months, and it's still absolute taboo in Indonesia. Oppenheimer and his colleagues, who are announced as anonymous in the movie, are forbidden to enter into country again. So it's really something that is strong, and he's a great filmmaker, and he made an excellent documentary about the victims, about the heritage of violence, and about ways how people today are dealing with troubled past. And the third one, let me think. No, really, all are great. And third, I think third might be Tigers, by Bosnian author Denis Stanović, who is Academy Award winner several years ago. He made a movie in India. It's Indian production, about big food companies and the ways they are advertise and sell their products, particularly in a field of children food, which are in fact quite poisonous and can do a lot of harm.
would ask you a last question. Are there any films concerning Croatia today or concerning the region of the Balkans?
Yes, we have Three Windows and a Hanging by Kosovo director Isla Ćosa. The movie itself won prestigious award in Sarajevo Film Festival a few months ago. I'm not sure is it the first, but it's probably the first internationally recognized Kosovo film, and it's the first ever Kosovo nomination for Academy Award.
Seeing the reaction of the public of the past editions and maybe the first reaction in this one, what would you say about how the Croatian are reacting to this Human Rights Film Festival?
Well, last year, for example, we had probably the best attendance of all the festivals in the town, and I'm maybe in the country. For example, for screenings in 4 o'clock, when it's still working time, we never get less than 50 people watching it. So, and in evening projections were a few hundred people on every screening. I think that it's a good point to make that people here need good movies, not movies only as entertainment, but movies as art. And movie as infotainment, but not news infotainment, but artistically interpreted infotainment in sense of getting information about unknown things around the world. And we continue, I mean, this year program is also selected in accordance to our guides. As I said, it should be engaged and should be artistic. So I believe people in Zagreb and in Rijeka where part of the festival is also held for several years now recognize this as important cultural event and important social event in sense of getting information and having a feeling of not being alone in their own struggles for recognition of certain human rights or violation of civil rights or any other kind of undemocratic tendencies in society.
Thank you very much, Igor.
Thank you.
I am Giovanni Vale at the Human Rights Film Festival here in Zagreb, and this is for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.